had in it. Amen? Amen? Amen. I don't have any use for this church anymore. That's what Leroy Kennedy said the morning he was caught taking money out of the offering plate one Sunday morning. Leroy was stealing continually from the offering plate at church to help support a drug habit. That's what Leroy even admitted when he went back out on the streets of Philadelphia. Leroy had watched his crippled brother die at an early age. His sister was suicidal. His mother and father both were alcoholics. At 13 years old, he watched as his father was stabbed to death. It was a traumatic experience for him, and he'd hardened his heart against the world. He found himself at 30 years old losing his third wife. She was a Christian and had started Bible studies in their home, and Leroy and his buddies would do everything they could to run the Gideon of the Christians off. She got tired of it, packed up her things, and headed off for Illinois. The next day, he got up early and began his usual drug routine. He went to the park. He sat down on a park bench and began reviewing his life and thinking about all the things that people had said about him. You're useless. You're no good, and you will never amount to anything. As those thoughts ran through his mind, he came to the conclusion that he would just be better off dead. So right then and there, he decided to go home and commit suicide. But God had other plans for Leroy. In the park that day, there were some faithful men witnessing to the homeless and giving out little testaments. One of them walked up to him with a big smile on his face and said, "Do you know Jesus?" He said, "No, and I don't want to." When the man began to tell him that Jesus loved him, he said, "If you knew all the things that I've done and all the people that I've hurt, you'd see nobody could love me." When he pushed the Gideon aside, the Bibles that he had under his arm and all the testaments fell to the ground. Leroy reached down and picked up one of the Bibles. His eyes fell upon the scripture in Isaiah that says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." "Those words did surgery on my soul," said Leroy. He began to cry and fell on his knees, and that man took one of the New Testaments and showed him more of God's word. That day, he learned that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then the man turned to the book of Romans and showed him more, step by step, how he could be saved. Well, that was the day that he prayed and asked Jesus to come into his heart, forgive him of his sins, clean up his life, and make him somebody. The Lord heard and answered that prayer, and he was instantly healed from his dependency on drugs. Well, when Leroy got home, he called his wife immediately to share with her about his life-changing experience. She said, "Well, I could tell something was different about you. We've been talking for 45 minutes, and you haven't used one curse word." Leroy said the Lord even taught him how to use proper English. Today, Leroy shares his testimony, and as a result of one testament in the hands of one person asking the question, "Do you know Jesus? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior?" Folks, never underestimate the awesome power of one scripture. My name is Charles Goodman, and I'm glad to be here with you this morning and to be a part of a ministry that has as its main purpose to lead men, women, boys, and girls to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And by the way, the way we do that is by placing scriptures and distributing them not only in this country, but around the world. Most of you are familiar with the Gideon ministry, I'm sure, since you've been gracious to support us in the past and continue to. And you also have two Gideons in your number, Brother Richard Bragg and Chip Anderson. But for those that may not be familiar and those that only know us as people that put Bibles in hotels and motels, there's some questions I'd like to answer that will help you see the ministry more clearly. Number one, who are the Gideons and what do they do? We are an international association of Christian business and professional men. Men that are in good standing in the local church and that have been approved by their pastor. We are the men of the church taking the message of the church to the world and using the money of the church to reach others for Christ. Question number two, what is the ministry all about? Spreading the gospel of Christ. How is this accomplished? Through witnessing and distributing the word of God in the highways and byways of life. That includes school distributions, military, colleges and universities, prisons, jails, hospitals, motels, doctor's offices, public events such as fairs and other public functions. It's done in this world and, as you know, all around the world as well. Now, how is this ministry funded? The funds to purchase scriptures like the ones we have here is from contributions like churches and like your church has done. A Bible like this costs $5. A testament like this costs $1.45. The important thing to remember is the average life of this Bible in a motel room is approximately 6 years. And it's said to have around 2,300 exposures. Another important part of the funding is the Gideon Card Program. I'm sure most of you, or all of you, are familiar with it. You've got a display of cards out in the lobby. And you can send a card to someone that says, thinking of you, or you can send one in memory. And that's a good way to do it. You're blessing somebody, and at the same time, you're contributing to a noteworthy, worthwhile cause. You can also go online to sendtheword.org, and International will send the card for you. It's a very simple way to do it. Every Gideon individually contributes to what we call the Faith Fund. That's a fund that pays for Bibles that are sent to other countries, countries that cannot afford to purchase them. Folks, there are countries right now that are begging for scriptures, and it's a challenge to provide them. When supporting this ministry, this is really important to remember. Every dime given by churches like yours goes to purchase scriptures. None of the money given by churches goes to support the ministry organization. We as Gideons do that when we pay our dues. Another important question, how do we know how effective the ministry really is? We receive at international headquarters what we call returns. Put simply, that's stories of how lives are being changed and decisions made for Christ. In Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Now, we receive many testimonies that confirm the truth of that scripture. And I'll conclude with one more return. Before entering the ministry, Harvey Wilson was a maintenance manager for Delta Airlines in Atlanta. One day, he noticed a testament in the trash can. He picked it up, cleaned it off, and placed it on his desk, praying that in some way God would use it. The New Testament lay on his desk for a long time, and Harvey kept wondering how God would use it. Well, eventually, he began noticing crumbs on his desk. It appeared that someone was eating meals at his desk during the off shift. This continued for some time until one day, a man walked up to Harvey and told him his story. He had been trying to get out of working and hiding from his supervisor by sitting at Harvey's desk. He noticed that the New Testament sitting on the desk and started to look through it. Soon, he started taking every opportunity he could to sit at Harvey's desk, which would allow him to read much more of the Testament. As a result of his reading, this man learned that Jesus is who Jesus is and that he gave his heart to Christ. One person meant for a little testament to be thrown away, but God had a different plan. Just because a scripture has been thrown in the garbage doesn't mean that God's through with it. We never know how God will use copies of his word, so we need to be ever faithful in distributing the scriptures. I've just given you a couple of the thousands of stories of how God's word has changed people's lives. And in closing, I want to thank you for supporting the ministry. Although God is blessing our efforts, we can't rest on past successes. The field is still ripe for harvest, and much is still yet to be done. There are still countries that have not received God's word. This ministry is simply an extension of the missionary arm of your church. That's why we continually come and ask for three things. First and foremost, we need your prayers. Second, we need other Christian business and professional men to join us in the effort to reach others for Christ. And finally, we continue to need your financial support. I want to thank you and your Pastor Smith for allowing me to speak to you this morning about the Gideon ministry. My prayer is that God will continue to bless your ministry here and also your fantastic school, even more fantastic because my grandson is a student here. And we work together as a ministry to reach others for Christ. So I'm thankful for what you do. I'm thankful for your school. I'm thankful for the Gideon ministry, and I thank God that we can still work together, that we can still make an effort to reach others for Christ. Because, folks, this is a dying world we're in, and there's much need. So your prayers are coveted. These things I would like to say. God has been good. If I had time, I could stand up here and give you so many reports of the things that we hear, some almost unbelievable. But we know God works in mysterious ways. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Thank you, brother.
And I want to share, because on behalf of Mr. Bragg and the Gideons, being a part of the missions team that went to Thailand last year, we gave out all those Bibles. And the fact that Chip, Mr. Bragg, the Gideons are willing to support us as a church with over 1,600 other Bibles, 600 of those being Thai, we're just excited. We're very excited, and we believe that God's word is living, right? We believe, if you believe in the scriptures like I do, we know that there's power in the word, and God will be faithful as we give the word out and we sow seed to bring life. So just wanted to encourage you. I was motivated. Thank you so much, Mr. Charles Sr., for speaking. Thank you so much.
All right, Mr. Gibbon, you got them fired up this morning. Keep the microphone away from Mike. I'm just kidding. Listen, isn't it a beautiful day to hear words? And those 1,000 Bibles are going to Titan Farms in Spanish. 600 are going to Thailand with our Thailand team. And the Gideons have gifted those Bibles. They didn't say, hey, give us X amount of dollars. We know that Mr. Bragg's, he's working something out back there. Not to give back to Mr. Bragg or anyone else, but give to the ministry. That's what the offering's for. You can write on the offering envelope there in the back of the pew and write for Gideons. We're faithful because we're partners in the ministry to get them every dollar that comes in for the Gideon ministry. And in front of your bulletin, if you want to donate, I went to their website, pulled that up. And if you go pull up that web address, you can give directly to the Gideons International. You can choose to give it to the International Fund or just in general. You can choose your choice. You have to have that choice online. So it's a beautiful ministry, and we're excited for this beautiful day.